warrant.
Okay, we interrupted our regular programming. We're going to go live to a press conference that's being held between the Swedish foreign minister and Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. Let's take a listen.
Please use your headphones. I'll be speaking in Farsi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah.
Salam arz mikonam khidmat.
Greetings to all respected friends, reporters from media. They need headsets over there. Well, I'm pleased to have the respected foreign minister of Sweden, Mr. Carl Bildt. I'm happy to see him here. He's accepted my invitation for a visit to Iran. Well, we have had great discussions pertaining to various issues of mutual interest, as well as a range of international issues. We have not been able to find time to talk about regional issues during lunch. We're supposed to be discussing regional problems and issues like Afghanistan, Syria, and other topics. Well, there were some topics like the nuclear story and then the goodwill in pursuing nuclear talks and the joint optimism of ours, me and Mr. Carl Bildt, regarding the capability of both sides to reach an agreement within 6 months, and then also the need for this political solution was discussed. I'm hopeful that a positive role that Mr. Bildt himself has had in encouraging a solution based on negotiations, and also that would envisage the rights of the Iranian people. Hopefully, this trend will be pursued by him. We also touched upon human rights. We exchange views on human rights issues. Of course, we are kind of different in our viewpoints and the way to pursue the human rights issues on the international community, but I think that the conduct of talks regarding human rights sets the stage for getting closer together and having a better understanding, a mutual understanding of the issue, so that we could use this mutual understanding for advancement of humanitarian goals. I believe that human rights discussions between Iran and Sweden, and also between Iran and the European Union, hopefully will be able to pave the way for further understanding in this major issue, and difference of opinion would be kind of lessened, and pursuit of human rights issues outside of the framework, a political framework, and could be made possible so that this will not could be utilized in a political way. So we have had some good discussions regarding this issue, as well as mutual relations between Iran and Sweden. There have been 150 years or 300 years, depends. We're going to hold the commission to say if we have had the relations for 300 years or for 150 years. We'll determine that. But it's been for ages we have had relations in the course of history, and as two countries with a long and historical record of relations, there are great grounds for economic, cultural, and political ties between the two nations. We came to agree that those grounds will also be further promoted, given the international developments. We will hopefully be working together more. So one more time, I would like to welcome the respected Swedish foreign minister and his entourage, hopefully. They enjoyed the visit yesterday to the beautiful city of Isfahan, and they found the chance to get better familiar with the Iranian civilization, historical culture during that visit. And hopefully this visit will be ushering in further and closer cooperation between Iran and Sweden.
Thanks very much, Ekrem. من آقای زریف تشکر میکنم بخاطر اینکه من
I've come here of course at what I think is an extremely important time. There hasn't been a Swedish foreign minister here since 2002. That is not necessarily the biggest of the problems that we've been confronted, but it's a symbol of the period that is behind us in these particular respects. We hope that there will be the possibility of moving forward, not only between Sweden and Iran, Sweden and the European Union, and Sweden and the outside world, but that we must all do our utmost to make that a reality. We have had, I think, half of our conversation so far. We'll continue over lunch, but an exchange of view with, notably, needless to say, the nuclear issue. We have exchanged views on that just a couple of days ago in Munich in public as well. And just repeat what I said then, that I'm convinced if there is goodwill on both sides, a deal is possible within the very ambitious timescale of 6 months. It's not going to be easy, and it requires a genuine will for compromises on both sides. But I think the benefits that are there for both sides are so obvious that everyone should focus minds on actually achieving it. Needless to say, we respect the right of Iran to a peaceful nuclear energy program. Sweden has one. But it is up to Iran, when the talks, to agree on the modalities to make certain that there is complete international confidence in this. And on the basis of this, we look forward to intensification of economic and commercial links as we get rid of the sanctions regime as a consequence of such a deal, but also intensification of cooperation in other areas, notably scientific and research areas, where I think Iran has a great potential and is an interesting country for the future from the Swedish point of view. We've had a dialogue on human rights, where perspectives are obviously somewhat different, but where we agreed that a deepening dialogue will be a good thing. We will look forward or look at the different ways in which this can be done in order to pursue the dialogue and see if we can move forward on issues where views and perspectives are different. We'll continue to talk about the regional issues, but I think, because I think it is important that as we have moved into what I hope will be a new phase of the relationship, that we broaden the dialogue also to other issues. It has to be said that we have had a dialogue over the years between Sweden and Iran, also on the regional issues, but that this is broadened to dialogue also between Sweden and the European Union on regional and other issues that are of concerns to us. We spent some time also on an issue that is regional and bilateral and mutual, and that is fighting drug smuggling and drug abuse, and see whether there is the possibility to do more together on an issue that deeply affects both of our societies.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم با عرض سلام و خسته نباشید به جناب آقای دکتر ظریف
Well, greetings to Dr. Zarif Respect, Iranian Foreign Minister, and also to Mr. Carl Bildt, the respected Foreign Minister of Sweden. First question by Samir Obeid from Swedish SVT News Agency.
Samir Obeid from Swedish television. Mr. Foreign Minister Zarif, you talked a lot here about human rights. What will the Iranian government do in the near future to improve human rights in Iran?
Well, I think every government is responsible and must do a lot to improve its human rights situation, and Iran is not an exception. Human rights, particularly in the context of the division of power that exists between the executive, the judiciary, and the legislative branch in Iran is a process of consensus building, not an immediate issue that could be done by decree. The government, the president, has made a number of commitments during his campaign, and he intends to keep his promises, and he has made that public. Having said that, I must emphasize that when you look at a country in which over the past 30 years you've had the transfer of authority from one president, one administration to another through the ballot box, then that provides for a sustainable process of democratic institution building, which is rather rare in this region. We have not seen coups. We have not seen interference by others in the electoral process. We have seen that last time 73% of the Iranian population participated in an election and chose a president based on their free will. I think these are important indications of the situation of human rights, but of course human rights in any country can take improvement, and we are there in order to make sure that that happens. The presentation by the president of the Charter of Citizens' Rights is a step in that direction, and we hope that we can continue with that.
آقای شاهسوان از واحد مرکزی خبر.
شاهسوان from Central News Bureau of Iran. Well, my question is for the respected Swedish foreign minister. The question is, Mr. Karpil, given the some news out there that sanctions Iran will against Iran will be alleviated or lifted, that's why you're pursuing. Is that why you're pursuing your visit? The purpose for your visit?
I wouldn't link it directly to that, but I would say that the new atmosphere that has been created, including by the interim deal, has of course greatly facilitated the possibility to develop a dialogue with Iran. Also the necessity, because it is an interim deal, and